Here we can imagine the path taken by the first explorers using the natural entrance. Imagine how they moved along with simple acetylene lamps on their helmets. But let's go back to the formation of the cave. As you saw in the presentation film, a subterranean river hollowed out the galleries. It flowed 130 meters underground. Today, streams are found at even greater depths, between 160 meters and 210 meters. They are not accessible. We are now walking on an enormous pile of blocks, which was formed by a series of collapses from the vault and walls. These occurred over tens of thousand years. Initially, the gallery hollowed out by the subterranean river was located 50 meters beneath our feet. Despite its tumultuous history, the cave is extremely stable, and stalagmites formed on the top blocks are about 15,000 years ago. No human construction is as old as that. Despite speleological exploration, it is not possible to walk along these active networks. However, we know that they exist because we have used boreholes to observe and record variations in the water level. Recent colorations seem to indicate that, in periods of drought, underground streams flow mostly towards the Ardèche gorges. But during periods of heavy rain, some of the water flows towards the River Sèze. This backlit display shows how water falls onto a magnificent stalagmite in this room. On the ceiling, you can see a model of a speleologist. To give you a better idea of the large distances here, that model is 80 meters away from where you are standing. The natural entry that we see is also 80 meters away. It is really exceptional to see such long distances under the ground. Potholers can explore another speleological track along the ledge, the subterranean vertigo, which is available through reservations.